ABC Radio Australia.
Just a year into his three-year term, the leader of the Pacific Islands Forum is expected to step down. The move has been called unprecedented and could be a game-changer for the regional body. It's supposed to save it from division. But there is a risk of further tensions ignited by the shock leadership change. Marion Farr takes a look.
He's the Pacific's top diplomat. But it's rumoured that Henry Puna will soon step down from his role as Secretary General of the Pacific Islands Forum.
Basically, last week is when we finally got confirmation that the change is going to happen. The position of Micronesia will be honoured and the SG will be changed.
Palau President Sarangal Whips Jr. says he's confident about the reforms.
It's nothing personal against the current Secretary General. It's all about honouring commitments, rebuilding trust and working together as a Pacific.
His comments echo those of David Panuelo, President of the Federated States of Micronesia. Yesterday, he told Pacific Beat,
I'm very confident, and that's why the Micronesian President's Summit convened Friday to discuss this very important matter.
Palau, FSM and three other Micronesian states were due to leave the forum this month. Their decision was prompted by the controversial appointment of Henry Puna to the role of Secretary General last year. At the time, Micronesian leaders said Puna's selection severed a so-called gentleman's agreement, which would put one of their representatives in charge. The year-long process of withdrawing from the forum would have come into effect for SFM on Monday, with other countries later in the year. President Whip says they halted the process because they were assured of reforms within PIF.
We decided that it's important for us to keep the Pacific together as much as we can. And if there's an opportunity, one last opportunity to resolve the issues that Micronesia has had, this is the last opportunity to do that.
Marshall Islands Ambassador in the US, Gerald Zakios, was Micronesia's original candidate for the Secretary-General role. But President Whip says he's yet to speak with Mr. Zakios about taking on the top job.
We were not thinking of putting another Micronesian candidate in there because we were moving on. This is a last-minute offer that came to us, and now we've got to think about, okay, if it's going to happen, which we believe is going to happen, then we've got to consult with Mr. Zakios and see if he's willing.
Henry Puna has not commented publicly on his future as Secretary General and did not respond to the ABC's questions. If he does relinquish the position, the implications will be significant.
I think this is the first time that the Secretary General steps down a year after coming into office.
Dr. Tarsisius Kabatalaka is an expert in Pacific politics at the University of Hawaii. He says the move may just rescue the Pacific Islands Forum from an irreversible rift.
My understanding is that they have been working behind the scenes to try and look for ways in which this could be resolved in an amicable manner that would keep the Micronesian countries within the forum.
But there is some risk that a change in leadership could create more division in the Pacific.
The implications would be huge. I don't know how the Cook Islands would respond to this, and also other countries that have supported Henry Puna's nomination and selection as Secretary General of the Forum. But I do hope, you know, whatever the outcome, if this is what the leaders decide on, I do hope that it would mean that the Pacific Island Forum becomes stronger.
The developments come just days after US Secretary of State Anthony Blinken visited Fiji and met with Pacific leaders.
I would not be surprised if these were issues that were raised either directly or indirectly in discussions with the US and especially with the visit of the Secretary of State.
What is clear, though, if the Micronesian leaders' requests aren't met, there'll be no going back.
We wanted to make sure that we did everything we could to resolve and work together. But, you know, the ball is really in the forum's court and they need to take action. They need to take decisive action because June is not very far away.